That is the beautiful and haunting opening sequence to The Mystic's Dream by Lorena McKennitt. Greetings, fellow space-time travelers, and that is exactly what we seem to be during an incarnation. My name is Steve Nanengay, and I am here to read my short ebook entitled Full Circle, The Geometry of Modern Metaphysics. I am dedicating this to my daughter, Tracy Dawn, who encouraged me to make an audio version. To refer to ourselves as space-time travelers is based on the limited perspective of our physical experience. From the perspective of our innermost reality, we never really go anywhere. We only experience that we do. And with that somewhat strange mystical notion, we shall begin. The cover image is a view inside the Roman Pantheon, looking straight up at the dome and the open oculus. Simple and beautiful, the Pantheon represents a state of reality that goes beyond the physical forms of Rome's theistic deities. The purpose of exploring metaphysics is to help open the oculus of the mind, the third eye, to the higher realities beyond the physical. At the top of the first page is a line drawing of a circle with an inscribed ellipse. It is easy to imagine that the circle represents a sphere, with the ellipse representing an equatorial ring on the sphere. The significance of this simple geometry will become more clear later. A second subtitle is offered as An Exercise in Jnana Yoga. What this means, for those who do not already know, will also become more clear. In past millennia, mystical knowledge and metaphysical models needed to be shared using the language and understanding of the time. Today, human awareness is in a very different place. Much has been written in recent decades about the intriguing parallels between modern physics and ancient philosophy. What is needed is a conceptually clear way to illustrate the scientific and mystical principles involved. Fortunately, an interpretation of unified field physics provides a geometric picture of the universe that clearly displays the principles of the ancient mystical wisdom. The geometry provides insight into the most challenging and mind-expanding details of both fields of study. In fact, it becomes evident that modern physics and ancient mysticism actually support and clarify each other. In the words of Kalidasa, the classical Sanskrit playwright and poet of the 4th century, I have only passed a thread through gems pierced by the hard work of great scholars. Part 1. Introduction. Brief and to the point. A few points, actually. Metaphysical cosmology is not generally taken seriously within the framework of modern scientific thought. This is understandable. Metaphysics by nature is non-objective, so it is ruled out by definition in conventional science, where theories and ideas must remain just that until verified objectively. However, as we come to understand our universe as a whole, we begin to realize that modern physics is metaphysics in a rediscovered and more perfected form. Classical science, the objectively knowable perspective on reality and the entire universe it describes, can be recognized as an objective expression of a transcendental state of reality which, by virtue of its unchangeable unified condition, is even more real than the physical universe itself. The value of a metaphysical system of teaching is often misunderstood within the framework of modern organized religions. This is unfortunate. When a religious tradition loses its metaphysical understanding of the transcendental omnipresence, it becomes stagnant and is essentially blind to how a spiritual universe works. Students of comparative religion and those familiar with the ancient mystical philosophies do not have a problem with the abstract universal principles of metaphysics and how they relate to the parochialisms of theological traditions. Ideally, The ultimate goal of any spiritual tradition should be to bring the seeker to a state of spiritual awareness in which all such traditions are assimilated, and at the same time, not needed in the traditional dogmatic form. And the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. Thomas Stearns Eliot.